Welcome to Getting to Know with Robert Levine. In this segment, the tables have been turned. I was recently interviewed on Advocate Television. The tables were turned, I tell you. They were interviewing me, and they asked me, what is the monetization of Facebook, and what does it mean to you?
Now, how free is free when we're seeing a monetization of a lot of this? So for folks who don't know what monetization is, I'll give you an example. It used to be when I posted something on, most of the people who logged in that day or the next 2 days would probably have seen it. And now even on personal posts, on corporate posts, on, I run several pages, you do too. In order to get that sort of hit frequency, you have to actually pay sometimes $5 a day, $2 to $50. You can pay
more.
And sometimes some people are spending $200 a day or more to get people to see their message. So it's good in a way because it's still free to an end user, but how free is it really now?
You know, everything since, you know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn went IPO, all of a sudden the world changes. Mm-hmm. They need to have a long-term monetization strategy, or otherwise, you know, let's be honest, none of these businesses were set up to be not-for-profit.
Sure.
Okay, so if you thought going into this mix that, you know, the world was always going to be, you know, someone used the analogy of, you know, you're in my space, I may have to charge you rent or at least curtail your behavior, right? Mm-hmm. That's expected behavior regardless of where you are. I'm on your show, I respect your show because you're, yeah, you know, you're the host type of thing. It's the same thing with your social platform. When you look at the monetization strategy, really a lot of it is no different than the web was, or, you know, the phone book was, or anything like that. There was a time when there was not a lot of people with phones.
Mm-hmm.
So a small little directory of white pages is all you really needed. And the white page was all you needed for the longest time. And then the yellow pages came out because you needed to buy ads to sell your business on what was a personal social network, i.e. a white page of not businesses, people.
Yeah, it was a platform.
It was a platform. Yeah. So the white pages was Facebook pages, if you will, is the yellow pages. And if you want an elaborate half page, quarter page, full page on a yellow pages, you're going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to bring in someone to help you with the creative. You're not going to. So the platform, in the sense, is free. You're still having to pay to advertise, and that's true for any network that grows, whether or not that's TV, phone, radio. Advocate, the list goes on, right?
The Advocate's free to pick up, but we rely on advertisers to continue doing our thing.
You do a print run. You know, print is not free. You could have your entire content digitally, and you don't have that infrastructure cost, but you do have...
It's our big cost. It's our big cost.
And that's true for any business. Like, when was the last time you paid for phone support for Facebook?
Oh,
okay, I remember paying $300 an hour to be able to call Microsoft to ask them an install question back in the 80s.
Wow.
So the idea that you're now able to use someone else's service at no cost to not even get answers because the community is answering it for you, it may not be free, but let's be honest, you're paying for a lot less than you've ever had to pay for to be able to have such technology available to you.
I hope you enjoyed this segment from the interview. To hear the rest of this interview, visit brandadvocate.com.